Agutavach, welcome back after Pesach. I know the hour is late. Just to start off, Ramota Weinberg from Montreal, and she in Montreal, I said this all, but it's very appropriate. He said, a zman is like a chasana. So you start off, the beginning of chasana is mamish everyone there, and after the chuppah, half the people pile out. But the first dance, yeah, another few waves of people come in, but still like packed, the dance floor is packed. It's towards the end of the first dance, very starting to trickle out. Between the first dance and the second dance, everyone makes a vayivrach. Mamish, the second dance is mamish just, mamish not the chaver, my family. After the second dance, the chaverim are gone. If by the shever brachas, you have mamish family, maybe 30 guys, not even like, you know, a 20th of a tenth of what was there for the kasna. He says, so who stays? The mamish, the nun, mamish, not even all the grave, the cousins already left. Mamish, the people are none. See, the same thing is with Torah. The people are mamish, nun, with Torah. At the beginning of the month, there's like a lot of people. And then as it goes on, and there are people, then it's only the close chaverim, and then it's mamish, the mishbacha, and then it's mamish only, but for the mitzvah time, it's only mamish, the nun, the mishbacha. So, Baruch Hashem, this is the nun, the mishbacha. All right. We're up to, towards the end of Reish Mem. We're up to Sif Chav Dalid. It doesn't look like we'll finish tonight. Tonight, hopefully, we'll do Mitchem Siv Chav Dalet, and hopefully, next week, we'll finish and do Siv Chav Hey. All right, let's do Siv Chav Dalet, a short Siv. You cite this take, Chayiv Adam Lachabed Chomav. A person's Mechuyiv to be Mechabed is Chomav. Not only is he Mechuyiv to be Mechabed, his father and mother. Yeah, we had before Balima in Eches Aviv and Archicha Godal. Now we have a new concept, you Mechuyiv to Mechabed Yishver as well. As if it's not enough. You have a wife, now you have to mechabed yishver as well. Okay. Chayiv Adam lechabed chomav. Where's this halacha coming from? That's the mechaba. Where's this halacha coming from? It's coming from a tour. The Rambam doesn't mention it. Rav Rubam, the Rishonim, don't mention this halacha at all. But the tour brings a raya from a pasuk that David HaMelech said to Shaul, Va'avi re'egam re'ei. So he referred to Shaul HaMelech as an Avi, as my father. Now, there was no love lost between David and Shaul. This is when Faket, this is after Meir was already in Nefteres, and this was after that he took away.
Who was Nefteres?
Merav, that's the Shaul's daughter. David was a son-in-law of Shaul twice. Right, first Merav, and then it's Michal. It's Machlekes, he's twice. David held it was twice, Shaul held it was only once. So Shaul then took away Michal and gave Michal away to Adriel, I think it was. So he took her away. So the kids is, this is already when David was Novinod, and Shaul was on the chase, or whatever it is, not... And yet he referred to him as a father, Avi, Mantata. Avi Rei Gam Rei. Now, where is the tour coming from? The tour is coming from a major sheikhetayv in Zayin Ois Dalit. He says the Avi Rei Gam Rei Amalei David Rei Gam Rei Mekan Shechayv Adam Bechvayd Chomav Kichvayd Oviv. A person Mechuyiv in his Kvayd Chomav, just like the covet of his father. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Avi Rei Amal Shaul VeGam Rei Amal Avne. So since he referred to Shaul as Avi Rei, you see that Yechayv Bechvayd Oviv Kichvayd Chomav Kichvayd Oviv. VeRabbanan Amri. But the Rambam argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, "Punkt faket, Avi Re'ei," he said, "La Avner." Why do Aryeh de Araisa and Gam Re'ei Amar L'Shaul? So at least in Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to develop it. But at least in Rabbi Yehuda, you see that you mechuyev bechvoid chamav kechvoid aviv, because he referred to Shaul as Avi Re'ei. It's also mechilt in Yisra Yitches Zayin. Who was Mishtachava? Who was Neshek? Who? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishtachava and kissed Yisra, his Shver. Mekan Omru Sheye Odom Muchan Lechvoid Chomav. A person's Muchan prepared, I don't know exactly, Taicha, but Muchan Lechvoid Chomav. Mechuta Drashbi also says, Mikan Omru Loilam Ye Odom Noig Kavod Bechomav, Vechin David Omru Lashol, Vavi Rei Gam Rei, Malamichi Noig Bechavod Kekvoid Oviv. Okay. So you have Raiz and Chazal already in Medrashim that you mechuiv in the Kavod of Yechomav. The Bach is Medaik in the Lashon HaTur, that the Tur holds that you're really not mechuiv in Kvoid Chomav and Ganzen, like a real Kavod like you are to your father. No, only kimchabed hazakenim bekima vehidu chiyetzi. Only mechutim and mechabedim like a zaken. Whatever you would do for a zaken, you have to do for yishver as well. Where does he have the zik in the Torah? Because right before the when the Torah talking about the covet of a chicha gadol, there the Torah said kechvayr aviv. And over here he leaves out the word kechvayr aviv is a raya that he holds that this is not kechvayr aviv. It's just a halfway covered. You have to do it like hazakeinim achashuvim. But in the Medrash Sheikhatev is mevulat like that. The Medrash Sheikhatev says aloshin chayv adam kechvayr aviv kechvayr aviv. You mamish mechuyvin lame mamish like kechvayr aviv. Not only that, it's to also move like that, the Mechut to the Rashbi, right, which we quote, also says that Lashon, Yemuchiv Kechvayr Aviv. And then he has another Shaila at the back that we don't find all the other Rishonim who bring this halacha down, but Chalal, the Rambam doesn't mention it, no one mentions it, what's going on, how come no one else is mentioning it? Rather, the Smak, the Archas Chaim, the Tedil Laderech mention it, but all the conventional Rishonim don't mention this at all, the conventional Paisim don't mention it. Zog the Barak, a Gvaldika Hamtzah for the Torah. He says like this, if you look in the Medrash Sheikh Hatev, like I mentioned, Be'etzim, it's really Machlek is Rebbe Yehuda Rambanan. Rebbe Yehuda said that he referred to Shaul as Re'ei Avi, right? When he said, Avi Re'ei, who is he going on? Yehuda said he was going on Shaul, and Gam Re'ei was going on Avna. So in Rebbe Yehuda, have a Shtaka Raya that he called Shaul, he referred to Shaul as Avi. Masha'en came, the Rabbanan argue, and the Rabbanan hold, Punkfaket, the Rabbanan hold that Avi Re'ei said to Avner, and Gam Re'ei said to Shaul. So he never called Shaul his father. So the Rabbanan is no Raya Bachal. That's why the other Paiskim, the other Rishonim leave this out. There is no Makar to be Mechabed Yechama, because we pass on like the Rabbanan. And the Torah just held that since it was equated, he put the two together, Avner and Shaul, in one shot, and he called Avner Avi, and then he said, Gam Re on Shaul, is that right? That Shaul also needed some covet machmas that he was chamav, just like Avner needed covet because he was an Aryeh D'Araisa, so too.
Why did he call him Avner?
He was an Aryeh D'Araisa, a lion in Torah. So too, he referred to, now the kasha is good, Achrein and Mucha was the Raya, Shaul HaMelech was a Talmud Chacham, and Shaul also was a Melech, maybe called Avi for other Cheshbainis. Yeah, so where's the Raya Bechlal? Okay, but Doshtait in the Medrash. The Paiskim want to say that it will be as the other Cheshbainis.
If it's as Avi, when he called Avi, then it's Raya.
But even Avi, you refer to, we find, at least we find by other places that they refer to Avi as a Lashon of Kavod. It's a Lashon of Kavod. Good, they much on it. They say, well, here he was trying to attack David, he was going against David, not Mithabah. Bechai Gavna, David would have to be Mechabed Shaul if he's using his Malucha against him. Okay, fine. But the bottom line is, the Bach is Mamsi, Apella, Gvaldik Apshat, the bad thing we pass like the Rabbanim. Memela, there is no raya. Memela, it's only a raya from the Gamre'e, so it's not a full covet. So Memela, that's how the Torah knew that it was only this quasi covet of like a zaken. So you have to be Mechabed Yishver, like he's a zaken. Now, what does he mean like he's a zaken? Means we're talking about Dr. Chivas Minchas Allah and Chela Gimel Lam and Gimel. The Chiddush is that he's not a zaken. If he's a zaken, aside, you have to be Mechabed him like a zaken. Talking about, he's not a zaken and he's not a chashuv. Because anyway, you have to be Mechabed like a zaken. 13, he's not a zaken, not a chashuv, but he's Yeshveh, does a lane. By the virtue that he's Yeshveh, you have to be Mechabedim quasi like a Zakin, like a Chashev. Alright. Why? We're going to get to why. We'll see different Pshatim. But Doshtate, the Meisner, Doshtate, that's how the Bach understands this halacha. Alright, it's interesting. To go through each raya, to the Mechut, to the Rashbi, after who says also Kavod Aviv means going like to Rabbi Yehuda, just we don't pass like him. You have to get out of every. Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down and kissed Yisrael. Third says that you don't see his Kavod, you just see that he's Mechavirim as someone's Kashiv. The only raya that's Aviv would be from this Avi, and now we're saying Avi is not going on Shol, it's going on Avner, so we're good to go. That's Pshat in the tour. Lule Dvar of Akadoshim of the Bach, I would have said a different Pshat in the tour. Avada, the Chiv covered to a Shver, is it just like the Chiv covered to a father? The exact same thing. Kechvayr Aviv, like the Medrash Sheketayv and the Mechil to Rashbi. How come the Torah left it out? Is it because the Torah was emphasizing a different nekuda. When the Torah says kechveir oved, what he really means to do is not to tell you just hagdara what you have to be machabed, how you have to be machabed. It's telling you how stark the kibur is. That is, if it's kechveir oved, it's a deraisa. Oved is deraisa, so achicha gadol is kechveir oved, which is also deraisa, which we said es rab is achicha gadol. Mashenkein that kveir chomov is zikin out of deraisa. You're learning out from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yisroi, it's best lachari nasmachta, and if you're learning out from David that he referred to Shaul, also at best it's Dibri Kabbalah. It's not even that. Stama de Rabbanan. But if it is, it's the Dibri Kabbalah. It's not Mamisha Deraisa. So the Torah couldn't use the Lashon Kechvay Rabbah. Because Kechvay Rabbah would imply that it's a Deraisa. It's not a Deraisa. It's only the Rabbanan. Mashenka Vechicha Gadol, which was a Deraisa, he was able to see a Kechvay Rabbah. But now you want to know how wide the cover goes. Avadim Midir Rabbanan. The cover is a full cover, just like your father's. It is Kechvay Rabbah. And that's what the Medrash was. The Medrash, when it says Kvod Rav, is talking about the Irfani HaKavah, because they're teaching you the Chiddush that you have to be Mechabit. How about the Kibbut is? The Kibbut is Kvod Rav, those are the Irfani HaKavah they have to do. Alright, Lamai says it. That's Zichud, the Achreinim Neman, the Chubis Kikri Levin Yerdeich, Elegimut Tzadiches, and Chubis Menuchat Zalazo, many Achreinim Neman, the Ravad the Kvod Chomav is only Midirabonin. So, whether you like my Pshan Natur or not, but the Ramallah, it's true, the fact that it's only Midirabonin. Alright. What's the nafika? Geshmak. First of all, you have to know that Kvod Chomav is only with Rabbanon. Remember, they're going to see a bunch of nafkaminis if it comes in the way of a different kavod. You have to know how to deal with it. We'll get to it. But the minig is, Rabbi, did you ever have this ha'ara? It's a gevaldik ha'ara, just a praktish ha'ara. Everyone refers to their parents as Avi Meiri and Imi Meirasi. The title father and mother comes before the title of Rebbe. Now, when you refer to Yeshver, how do you refer to Yeshver? Mari Chami. He's your Moira first, and then he's your Chami. Maybe because he already told you while you're engaged, he's already telling you what to do. So he was your Moira before your Chami. But it's interesting that what's shot, that for father and mother, the title father and mother comes first, and for Shver, the title Moira comes before the title of Shver. So this ha'ara, there's a tshuva Shem Mishimin in Yeridei Simuchav Beis, who taps on, has a whole maracha to deal with this. But Minig Yisrael Tayri, what's pshat? Because a bunch of different cheshbonos. Why? I want to show the Eilim one based on what we just said. It says like this. The kavod of a parent is deraisa, not just a deraisa. Mufus shapazek, kavod is a vikav esimecha. The kavod of a rebbe is also deraisa, but that's not mufus. It's a ribay. Es Hashem elokicha, es Hashem elokecha, the rabbi is tamid hachamim. Right. So hayoyz, that is only a ribay, but father and mother is mufus natoira. So if your father, who's both your father and your mother derech, father comes first. It's a greater, so to speak, achiv. This is mufus natoira, and mori is not. It's only a Rebbe in the Torah. Mashenke, when it comes to Yishver, Yishver is only the Rabbanan. But a Rebbe is Midaraisa, even though it's only a Rebbe, but it's Fat of the Raisa. So for Yishver, you give the first, the starker title first, and that is Meiri. So it's Meiri Chami. To the Tat, it's Avi Meiri. To Yishver, it's Meiri and then Chami, because Chami is only with Rabbanan. Huh? What is this, Amars? I don't know. So maybe they dropped out the Murray, just say Chum 11. Alright, Tat 11, Shah 11. Alright, good. Now, Meika Adin, Rabbi, how do we paskin? I'm Chuyiv Bechomin in Kavid to a Shver was only Kizakenim Chashuvim like the Bach. So the Lavush and the Medrash Talpias and Anav Kvoid Chomov say that Yechayiv. It's Mashu Lagamri. And as it's Mashu, we're going to see soon from the time of the Sefer Charedim in Perak Yud Beis, another druk is Perak Dalet, Ois Gimel. He says the reason why you mechuv in Kvod Chomav is because Ish v'ishtay k'chad guva chashivi. So whatever she's mechuvin, you're mechuvin. Whatever you're mechuvin, she's mechuvin. So if she's mechuv to mechabit her parents, you're also mechuvin. If it's her father, then it's like your father. So it sounds like you're mechuvin the full covered, just like she's mechuvin the full covered, because it's like a gufay. The Torah Tamima. Oh, we're going to give up. Yeah, we're getting wild. Oh, very good. You had it again. Okay, there's a Torah Tzmim in Shmois Yud Ches, Ois Ches, who spares that it can't be like the Bach. The Bach wanted to say this whole covenant is only like Zakenim Chashuvim. He said that one of the Makayas is that Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down and kissed Yisrael. You have to bow down and kiss. You get up, you mahadi, talk nicely to him, but you bow down and kiss him? Every Zaken walks by, you guys bow down and kiss him? No, we don't do that. There's no such chiyuv. So if Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down and kissed Yisrael, it's more than just covered kizakenim hachashuvim. So it's more than that. That's one set of shita. And then you have many achrayim who go big for sabach, the shach, and the bekei yosef, and the chaya odom, and the aruch hashulchan, and the mezgeres hashulchan. Many poskim go like the bach. That's only kizakenim hachashuvim. So how do we paskin? Hayoyis the chiyuv of kveid chomiv is anyway only midrabanan at best. At best, it's only midrabanan. And keep in mind, Rabbi said the Rambam and Roy Bishonim don't even bring this down bechlal. How about we paskin like it? But we have another sniff that Bechlal not mentioned at all. Memela Avada, you're allowed to be maker like the Bach, that is Kizakenim Hachashuvim. Probably you should do a drop more than that, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, that he bowed down and he kissed. But it's at best like that. You don't have to be more than that. Was it Sfardi?
Maybe it was a Sfardi.
And then. Oh, yeah, did they do it? I don't know. Okay, good. All right, now what's the reason for this chiyuv? So like I mentioned, the Sefer HaRedim in Perek Yud Beis over there says that the reason is because Ishtar Kugufoy. So if Yeshua is your wife's father, then by default, if you're married to your wife, then he's your father. Ishtar Kugufoy is your father. Mainly Mechuv in Kabir Isavika, so to speak, on Yeshua as well. She's yeah, but she really Betzim has a chiv to her father as long as you're not makbid, as long as it doesn't stare. So for you, because she has a shiba to you, you don't have a shiba to yourself, so you would have the chiv to Yeshua. Alright, the Pelayayitz in Chomer v'Chamoisai, he's matim the pshat a little bit more. Kidarkei Bakoidish with his flowery lishoynes, he says it's al takaris atoyv the kama yegiyas the kama tirchus terchu chomer v'kamoisa achi yigdulu esabas until they raise this daughter v'achi yisiu oisaloi until they married her off to you hoikosh aleim kerbazel uvamay shumus, how are you going to pay them back for 20 years of upbringing, of sleepless nights, of headaches to take care of your wife till she's fit, till she's the Eishes Chayil to marry you. Chiyuv Rami Lachosin Shel Elias Kofi Toiv and Memela Velias Lam Keben. It's a chiyuv and an aid and be like a son. Al Pasha Akaris Atoiv because they raised your wife. All right, maybe that's part of the Ishtik Gufa. They raised the Ishtik part of you. Part of you they raised for 20 years. So all right, the Divrei Shalom. That Rav Yisrael Shaul Natanzon in Simin Shin Mem Siv Dalid. Over there he says that another Svara. He says the reason why Yimachuv is as Kvaidishtai. Yimachuv to be Machabed your wife. He's right. Machabed Yis Migufoy. So if you're Machuv to be Machabed your wife, part of being Machabed your wife is to be Machabed her parents, because that's how she gets covered too. If she sees that you're Machabed her parents, so she gets, huh? It's like a balima, correct, exactly. The same idea that's how you mechabed your mother, you mechabed the balima, that's you mechabed your father, you mechabed the ages of, and so too here. All right. So that we already discussed that she'll have to do for you.
Right, no, I'm saying when you need to do something for yourself, and you have to do something for Yisrael, yourself, out of the Ishtar, you should be able to do your own thing.
Well, because she's mechuyev to you first. Ah, yeah. Okay, fine, very good. All right, like that last shot. Yeah. All right. Now, what's this? At Rabbi Sai, the only thing is mentioned is a very important nekuda. I want is that the only thing mentioned here in the Mechaba Tur Medrash is kvoid chamav. It doesn't mention anywhere about moira. The stimus advarim is mavua that you're not mechuyev in moira chamav, only kovid. And as I brought up, I found is a bris oilam on Sefer Chasidim Shimon Mem Hei, Shimon Shin Mem Hei, and it's brought down the Ikri Hadat in Yeredeya Chav Vav Zayin, and the Chuvis B'Tzalachok Machel Gimut Tzadi Hei Ois Vav say that you're not mechuyev in Moira of Yechamav. And even though the Bach says Alosh and mechuyev in Kima and Hidur like Shaza Kenim Akashuvim, and the Teres Kahanim in Kadesh and Pasha Gimel Perek Zayin Ois Yudalid is Mavur that Hidr of Zekanim is like Moira of a parent. But none of the Rishonim or Poskim can bring down this Teis Kana. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim in Seif and Ber Maim Chaim in Esen Ches is Matmiya. How come no one brings down La Halakha or Teis Kana? Certainly the Bach wasn't going with this Teis Kana's understanding. He was going with the understanding of the Poskim, and the Hidden means to be Mahada, it's a form of Kavod. And Memela, he said you have to do Kibbut Behidah like Zakena Koshuv, but you don't have to do Meira. And the Bach has this Ibn Nachamul and Nachamul, Lashon Kavod, Kavod, Kavod. Doesn't mention once Meira. So come to Israel. You're off talk for Meira. So let's just bring this out. Lamaisa. What is Meira? Meira is, like we said in Siv Beis, L'yamid b'mkoymei, L'yeshiv b'mkoymei, not to be Seisiv Dvarv, not to be Machriyiv Dvarv, not to call him by his name. All that, Mutu B'Yishra. You call him by his first name, it's fine. You can sit in this thing. It tells you what to do. You know, you could ignore him. You don't have to listen to him. All that is fine. So you're allowed to be Seisiv Dvarv. Price can bring down. You know, don't be a chutzpah yak. You know, try to be nice. You don't want to cause Shalom Bayit issues. Fine, B'Seina. But Meira, you're off the hook. The whole Shiloh that we're talking about now is only covered, not Meira. Now, just to bring it out, if you learn the Charedim Shat Ishta Kugufa, you have to know what's a chilek. If she's my wife, is the Jekugufa, and the male, her father's my father for Kovit, so why isn't her father my father for Meira? But does state, only for Kovit and not for Meira. Good. Alright. So if Yeshua tells you what to do, you could just tell him that he should learn Kibbut Aveim. Alright. Now, the truth with Telah Chochma in a different place, and Chelik Beis Simin Tzadi Ois Dalid, Shbarz, watch this Rabbi, he proves the Bach, he proves that this didn't covet to a Shver is not a full-fledged covet like to a father, because he marshals the Gemara in Kedushin Pei Aleph and Mebeis Debarim, Rav Chisto, said to his shver, Rav Acha bar Abba, Mar Nami Ovalei Adishmo. The shver told him that you were Oivan something. So he counted back to his shver, you were also Oivan Shmuel. Now we know the halacha is in Sifir Aleph, they now tell your father you did something wrong, you now tell your father that you were Oival Divrei Torah. You can't say such a lashon to your father. So you can't say such a lashon, you can't say it to your shver either. How could Rav Chisda tell you his share that? Is a raya zok betel achav with mekani raya to the back that you not mechuyev in full cover to yishver only like zakenim hakashuvim vayseis to zakenim hakashuvim. You're allowed to say you blew it. You got something wrong here. That you're allowed to say you oivan something to zakenim hakashuvim. All right. Sorry. Right. Correct. Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Very good. So, L'chayra, we once mentioned this, as we were going against the Chida, and now we're going against the Betel HaChokma. But this din of Sifir Aleph, that you can't say that you are Ivra and Atayra, is Midin Meir, not Midin Kovet. Midin Kovet is everything but Kum Vasei, and Meir is always Shavatasa, what not to do. Deloy says, and not to do this, not to do that. It's Meir. If the person did something wrong, Be'ezim, you're allowed to correct them and say he did something wrong. You're saying something 100% right. He did something wrong. You should correct him. As Meira, you shouldn't correct him. That's a din Meira. And Hayois, there's no din Meira for a Shver. In fact, the Betel HaChokma himself was one of the people who said there's no din Meira for a Shver. So Meir is no Raya. Avada, Rav Chisda was allowed to tell a Shver you did something wrong. Because that's me din Meira, and there's no din Meira by a Shver. It's very geschmack. Alright. Now, who are din? Not only do you have a chiv to be mechabed yishver, you have a mechiv to be mechabed yishvig as well. As they talk to Tzeda Laderach, it's a Rishon, and Mamai Ma'alok Kal Dala Perk Tezvob, the Charedim over there, and as they paskin, come out all the paiskin, the Bach, the Tazbek, Yezuch, Chayodim, Rav Chashukin, and on and on, because Allah's Ben Hashkai, many, many paiskin. Rekib Egen, Chuvis, Chuvah Me'avin, Chelek Alut, Kuf Ayin Hei, Chelekim Shunayim Alut, they bring a right, because the Chuvah also brings the same Raya. In Hilchos Avelis, in Shin Ayin Dalet Tzevav, it says that if the wife, Lo Aleinu, is sitting Shiva for her parent, the husband has to be Mesabel Ima on her father and her mother, Mishum Kvoid Chamoiv V'Chamoizai. There's a Mefush Raya that is a Chiv covered for a Shver and a Shviga. It's a Mefush Shokanar. Sorry? Lacha Moise of the Shver and Shviga. Right. Why should Shviga be different? You have to know the Svaris. L'chayra, the Val, you're right. Pashas, it should be the same. If you go to Svarish to Gagufa, it's the same. And the Svar is Akasa Toiv, it's the same. And Kvayr Ishtet, L'chayra should be the same. Abdoshte. The Leket Yosher in Yeridea, page 37, Akadmain, he says that this is only talking about if it's a full-fledged Shviga. But if it's a step shriga, that is, the one whose your biological shriga was already nefteris, and your shver remarried, that person you do not have to be mechavet. And the Chuvis Chsan Sofer Peidalet says the same thing regarding a step shver. If it's not your wife's biological father, so you're not mechuyev to be mechavet your Baal Chamoisa, you step Shver, you're not Mechuy. Sorry? Well, anyway, you can call him by his name because that's Altzira. Meira. So Meira, if you step, call him by name, no problem. Name is fine. Huh? I'm winning like that because Shalom Bayef.
But if it's about her covenant, about she's Mechir, about stepfather, stepmother.
That's not a real parent. It's not a biological parent. But Lamai says she is best stronger. Loite charedim avishkut gufoi, and she's mechuyev in her step parent. As bali ma'ishesav of midereitha, she's mechuyev. So avishkut gufoi, why don't you have the chiyev also to be mechabed your step shver and your step shriga al avishkut gufoi? So as bali ma'ishesav of. But don't say it. It's mefurish not like that. You don't have. Sorry. Right. That means vice. Toys that even though it's ishtek gufoy, it's not really ishtek gufoy. It means we don't take it all the way. Charisak toiv we are good because my step shver, whatever a person's step shver or step shriga didn't raise your wife.
Maybe he did.
Let's say. Oh, maybe he did. Maybe if she was remarried when she was a young child. Maybe the belly. I believe that the Kredim Svar Vishta Kagufa, I don't have a right to this, and I'm scared to say this, but Libi Emily, that's not Mamish Ishta Kagufa. Chad is that, hey, Yois, you have an Ishta Kagufa situation. You're supposed to be a tight unit as one. If you're not going to have a parents, you're going to put a wedge between you and your wife. So again, it's tempering the Ishta Kagufa. So that, for a real parent, for a stepfather, never she's stuck that she has to mechaber her stepfather, but she doesn't care if you're mechaber her stepfather or not. That's fine. If for her parent that she's insulted, why aren't you nice to my father? Why aren't you nice to my mother? What are you doing? So to that, I'll teach the Google that to be mechaber. All right. Does she have to be mechaber your parents? I shver and shriga the other way around. So that the charedim's mavuas, yes. The charedim says, pasuk amicha, perek zayin pasuk vav says, denigrates bas kama bima kala b'chamoisa as if she's doing something wrong that she's been kama b'chamoisa hishvik kala labas kama bima, and then he marshals an amazing tonnet of Elio. In some Gersoy, Tanit Be'er, Rab, Chav Dalid, says like this. It's Kabir Savicha, and right next to Kabir Savicha says Leisinov. Why does it have Smichas Adram? Why is the two put together, juxtaposed one against another, Kabir Savicha and Leisinov? My inin zay to zele la medcha shim nasa adam isha. If a person marries a woman, he ena mechabed is over v'ima basic nazon. She's not mechabed his parents when they are old. Harehu ki ilu noyev kol yomav, as if he's being mezana his entire life. Felt in a marriage. If she's not mechabed your parents, I say it's felt in your marriage. There's a pegam in your marriage. There's something that means felt in that ishtek gufay. There's something wrong there. So it's as if loisina for the whole marriage. And why does the Tanuvayo say basic nonsense? But he says, for 40 years she's mechabed your parents very nicely. But then when it became a headache and a pain, they're already old, and it's a mamish a problem to have them for yonder, and the mamish not dealable, and then she says, okay, ad kan, that you should know, it's hareyu kilo neiv kol yom of mafreya, that woman you married 40 years ago, who doesn't take care of your parents, that's hareyu kilo neiv kol yom of. Alright. As I pass in the Neleka Yoshev, Birka Yoshev, Chay Odom, Pele Yoshev, Benishkai, many bring her, they pass in, yes, she's Mechuyev in your parents as well. And the Chuvis Meshev Dvaram Kufmem brings the similar raya from the Mechabin, Shinayin Dalas of Abaya Velis, that talks about Chulila, when her in-laws are Nifteres, Nifteru, she's Mechuyev to be Masabelis with her husband, also, Vaisais, that's Kvoid Kamiyev, Kvoid Chamaisis. You see that she's Mechuyev in the covet of her in-laws as well. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, just think for a moment. Is she mechuyev to mechabit her own parents? No, she's married to you. Yoshev ben Skoydim. So certainly her didn't covet to your parents can't be greater than it didn't covet to her parents. Her parents is didn't covet the rice. Your parents is a nice thing. The tour, very nice. David HaMelech, but it's not stronger than the chiyuv of covet to her parents. And if she's now has a baal, she's meshubit. Oh, one second, we'll get to it. So Mamela calls man, the husband's makbid, calls man that she's mechuyev to husband, she's potter from the covet of his parents, just like she's potter from the covet of her parents, because she's meshubit labayla. I say, Zakta Beker Yosef, Baruch Hashem. He's mechuyev in his own parents' covet, so how could he be makbid to stop us? If you remember, Rabbi Yisai, we already said from the Betzalah Chochma that kibud is Mishel Av, not Mishel Ben. And the reason why she's mechuyev to you is like Mishel Ben. You have a shibud, you married her, she became a quasi-shifka in a certain respect. She shibudim to you. So you're not mechuyev to give up those shibudim for your parents' covet. Because if you would do that, you'd be mevata Mishaloi. And kibud is Mishel Av, not Mishel Ben. That's like Betzalah Chochma. That's when we're talking about shibudim, but there are times it's not negeh l'moshel. What happens is you buy a table and buy the suda, and now she could serve you or serve your parents. Who should she serve first? So be'ezim, she's meshubit to you and not to your parents, so she should serve you, but you have no right to eat there, eat from that plate. Because how are you taking before your parents? That's felt in covet. So you'd be mechuyev then to take the plate and give it over to your parents. So she gives it to you and then you pass it to your parents. So the truth of Me'ava says, Avukim et ta'at alamli, why should she give it to you and then you have to give it to your parents? So forget, she's being matriach you. Let her give it straight to your parents. So she should give it to your parents, else you didn't covet that you have to your parents. That's because once you have it, you have to pass it along. But if that's the Shibud Shabbai, he should be Mekayim the Mitzvah. She should give it to him. Correct. And for him is the right. And the Kabbalah says, if he wants that, and the Kabbalah, she should do that. She should give it to you, and then you give it to your parents, so you can get the right. And the Kabbalah. All right. What would be Rabbi Isai if...
The right that I let her give it to him first. My birth.
Yeah, but you got a shliach. Mitzvah Yesim a b'shlucha. There you sent your wife to do it. Here you can do it yourself. All right. What would be Rabbi Isai if Chalila v'chas, the wife, was already nifteris, b'chaye her parents? Does this former Aydin have to be mechaber his former shver and shrega or not? So the Divrei Shoyal in Shem Mem Siv Dalad is mechadish that even if they're divorced, Koshigain, if she's Nifteres, he's still mechuyev in the covet of his in-laws. And where's his raya? David HaMelech. David HaMelech was on the run. He was running away from Shaul. Shaul was running after his life. Shaul, Merav was already Nifteres. Michal, he already snatched away from David. So for all practical purposes, he wasn't married to Michal. He didn't have her anymore. She was already married to someone else. In fact, the only reason why she wasn't Nesra al David is Lule Chek Ziram Pi Navi, that the Navi, the Chuvah Zerashba on it. All right, there's a Taz on it. And nevertheless, David HaMelech called Shaul Avi. And that's the Makar, or Regam Rei. That's the Makar for Kibbutz Chomav. So you see, even after divorce, he's still mechuyev in kvod chomav. A pella dika tivei shal. I can't say I understand it, but that's state. There's an emes.
Kosher came to Misa. There's more connection to Kushit.
Correct, exact. More connection by Misa.
No, Kushit can marry his sister, but Misa can marry his sister.
I hear. That's because mechayev. I hear, but I would say, in a way, if I can't, Kushit is part of Chavila. By Misa, there's still some Shibudim in terms of Kfura, and Amonis, and Avelis, and. Right. Luchay is married. Why he read divorce Tzipora? He sent her away. Yeah, but he divorced her. He just went because he didn't want to bring down to Shibud Mitzrayim. He didn't divorce her yet. That was later. But the faket. So he came with Tzipora. He came with Tzipora and Vilbanea. He came then to the Chayyot. They were still married. Just she went on vacation, so to speak, not to be subject to Shibud Mitzrayim. The Emes Liankiv, Rabbi Yankiv, says the same halacha, sort of, from a different angle. He says that David HaMelech then responded, he reciprocated in kind, and he responded from then on, Gvaldik Adik from Yankiv, from then on he referred to David HaMelech as Bini. So you see that this Lashon of Avi is not Alts Melech and not Alts Tamuch Chokhem, but it was because of the relationship of Kurva. He referred to Shaul as Avi, so Shaul and Kain referred to him as Ben. Now, make this cheshbon. Shaul HaMelech Lishitasi held that Michal never married David HaMelech, because Milvo, right, Upruta, Daita Al Milvo, so there's no Kedushin. David HaMelech held that there was Daita Al Pruta, there was Kedushin. So David HaMelech referred to him as Avi Beseda, but why Shaul referring to him as Bini? He never married Michal Lishitas, Shaul, he was never married. Elamai must be Al's Meira, the first wife. Meira is long gone, she was already of Teres. So Vayist Ois, the Din Shver Edim relationship is applicable even after the wife is Nifteres. Is a Raya in Mechuyiv to Mechabe de Shver, a person Mechuyiv to Mechabe de Shver even after his wife is Nifta. As if that could be Yankiv. But he doesn't talk about Grusha. So Grusha is a Pella, Mamish a Pella. Even Misa Zishto is a Mamish a Baum Chiddish, because the Moshe, the Tamir Echreitim Ishtek Gugufa, he passed. If he's no longer a wife, if he's... Sorry? Yeah, okay, but we already have a Chak Mishlema argument. That's a kurva, a former kurva. Okay, but still not Ishtar Kugufay. You don't have Ishtar Kugufay on it. That you don't have. And Kvayr Ishtar you don't have. You're not Mechivin Kvayr Ishtar of a person who's already a Grusha. That you're not Mechivin. So it's a Shvera Halakha, a Badash state. Sorry? Maybe a curse that Tevye still have, but she, whatever, Shanta, the person divorced her, right? For a reason. Curse that Tevye, forget. But who asked you to give me such a mamish of a Shanta? I hear. Okay, for that when? All right. Fine. Let's continue Rabbi Yisai. Dr. Rambo, Yesh Ayrim. A person's not chayiv in the cover of a zeda. The einu nirali, it doesn't appear to me to be the case. Elo the chayiv bechvayd aviv yisin bechvayd avi aviv. A person's mechuyiv in his father's cover more than the zeda's cover. But you should know a zeda's cover you are mechuyiv. The Rama takes issue with the Marik. Marik says we never found anywhere a chiv to be mechaber a zeda. So the Rama, what do you mean? Zokter Ramo, what do you mean? The pasuk, the medrash by Vayizbach Zvachim, Yaakov shechted, and he shechted to whom? Vayizbach Zvachim lelekei aviv Yitzchak. Why not lelekei avi aviv Avram? Zok is a ray. Zok the bereishis rabba tadi dalad hey. Rashi brings it down in Chumash. Is a ray shechayiv od mechvayd aviv yoyse mechvayd zekenai. But when the lashon and medrash is yoyse mechvayd zekenai, Vayis says kvayd zekenai you are mechuyiv to. Just you mechuyiv in your father, Yosef Mekvoid Zakena. So he Memela is a rise of the Ramah. You see from here that you're Mekhiv in the covet of a Zeda. And Memela argues. If you learn this drasha, then it come out to be a drasha. You have to know drasha. So the medrash touching up, which really is no drasha in the pasuk. So you see how the das Torah of the medrash that Yechayev bechvayd zekena. Where did the medrash get it from? Must be with the svarik. Yechayev, you covered your father. So who are then the zedu? Or kosher came the zedu maybe because the zedu is your father's father. So you'll be mechuyev on that as well, and if it's al teilada, so your zeda also needed the zeda to bring you into the world. Shleish yeshutim ba'adam, so he's yeshutim shutim. He created your father, and your father created you. Okay, you have to now fight it goes. Now, the lashon Rama is that it's you is mechuyev in your father's covered yoisa mechvayd zekenai. In what way is it yoisa? So this Eliyahu Zuta, the back. Well, there was it on the Lavush. Mamish in the back of the safe, and not all Lavushes have it. So I found it. It was a while. They will quote it. In the back of the Lavush, in the first, he has some chuvas, a few chuvas. The first chuva, he says, what the Ramah means, Avadi Mechuyiv in the covet of the Zeda, exactly like the covet of Father. In full-fledged covet. Full-fledged. Remember like we had the Shiloh by Chomiv with the Bach? No. Here by Zeda, it's full-fledged covet. What does it mean, Yoisa? It just means that if when you're faced with a choice between your father and your Zeda, let's say by the Zeda, you have your father and the Zeda over, who should you wash your hands first? Or who should you pour first? Or who should you be Mechabe first? You should Mechabe your father before the Zeda. But Avada, you want to know what covet you Mechuyiv in the Zeda is the exact same covet you Mechuyiv in the father. Isaiah is tying it to El Yezuta. Right, so now we'll have to pass it to the father, correct. We'll have the same thing. We'll have the same thing, exactly. You have to serve your father, and your father takes it and serves the Zayda.
Right.
On the Zayda?
Yes.
Look, you're not. We're going to get to it. About, hopefully. All right. The Chuvishtei Alechem, Simon Mem Gimel, and others take issue, and they say no. When Ramos said Yaisa, he means Yaisa. That is, that the covet to a Zayda is not as vite as a covet to a father. What, yeah, why not? Beats me. I can't figure it out. Don't know. But Yimachoyev to be Mechabde Bekim of a Hidda. I don't know. Is it like Zakenim Chashuvim, like the Vak Shver, or is it more than that? Maybe it's more than that. All right. Now, what do you do with the, sorry? He's probably Zakin anyway, so Hatzuchai has to be more than that. Yeah, all right. So now, what do you do with the Ramaz Raya that the Medr says, Chai Bechvayd Ovav Yais Mechvayd Zakin of Isais, you are Mechvayd and covered in Zakin? So many Terutim Dichuis of the Achrainim. The Beis Hillel says that by Yaakov, it was a Chiddush, because Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu was a Tzadik Adar, was a Godolah, there was a Talmud Chacham. He was mechuv to be mechaber Avram Avinu as the Torah Shabbai, as the Chokhmah Shabbai, and nevertheless, it's by Yisbak Lelakei Yisuk and Lelakei Avram. Is it right? Mechuv in the covet of your father, yes, in the covet of the Zayda, but not that you'd be mechuv in the Zayda's covet. Adi not mechuv in the Zayda's covet. Here is because Avram, the Zayda Avram, was very choshev, and from that reason, you mechuv in the covet of your father more than the choshev of Zayda that he had. But not to say that there's an etzim of covet to a Zayda. The Leozuta says, if I can't, you see that why? If it would just be that you mechuv in the Zayda's covet as well, just for the father more, so let Yaakov Avinu share the lelakei Yitzchok ulelakei Avram. Let him do both. The Ramban actually asks his kashas often not by Rashi as well. Member over there, Pasuk Aleph. That why do you do both? Why do you only do the father? And the man you see to the Zaydi not mechuvin covered at all. Why does it mean Yaisa? Yaisa is lav dafka, but you're really not mechuvin covered at all. It's lav dafka, not kat. The Goyim Mashah says, and others say this as well, is that hey, Yais, we're going to bring rayas from Shas, not like the Ramah, that there is no din covered to a Zayda. So even if you do have a medrash that says a Shas, ain't lemeidin ma medrash if it says a Shas. So Mamela, you don't have to go with this medrash. Avram wasn't alive, Yitzchok wasn't alive, neither was Avram.
But
I don't know. If a person talks about Tamachokum La Kamisa, it's not a okay, so you have to know. Okay. Now they bring kamarais. I want to share with them two stark rayas to the Marik, not like the Ramah. One rayo, the Chlechem, the El Yuzuta, the Biagrovi, Yisub Kalamadala, the Yadaram, Piskechuva, many, many Achrenim bring a raya from a Fush Gemara. The Gemara and Satan, Memtesim and Aleph. Gemara says like this, Rav Yaakov Yaakov, it will be Rav Yaakov Babrate. Nebuch, Rav Yaakov Babrate. Apparently, I don't know, he needed to be raised. I get maybe his mother was Nefteris. So his Zayde Rav Yaakov Bar Yaakov raised him, raised his Enikol. Kigodal, when Yaakov, the Enikol, was already older, Amalei Ashkayin Maya, he asked him for a drink. Amaloi, Rav Yaakov responded back to Rav Yaakov Bar Yaakov, the Zayde, Lav Brichanan, not your son. I'll be your son. You can tell him to get you a drink. I'm not your son. What do you want from me? Zagdamur v'hainu d'ami inchi rabbi rabbi. Rashi says gadal gadal. He raises him, and nevertheless the response is babratachana. I'm not your son. I'm only your enikol. Filmelo. I don't have a chiv kavod. Beina layla chabed chagaben. Mefusha gemara that an enikol doesn't have a chiv kavod to a zayda. Mefusha gemara. So the Biagra and the Mogin Giborim and Erechain Kuflametes have gotten based, and the Yad Avram and others want to be Machalik that there's a chilah between a paternal grandfather and a maternal grandfather. They were talking about a maternal grandfather, it was your mother's father. For your mother's father, you don't have a chiv covered, but for your father's father, you do. Where does this chilah come from? The Marshal of Bereshis Rabbah and Tzadi Dalad Vav, the Bereshis Rabbah says, Benoiz Bonim Harem Kibonim. The Enochot through your sons are kibbonim. Ubnei bonus, but the Enochot through your daughters ainun kibbonim. They're not like your sons. His mafush the medrash already makes this chilek that your Enochot through your daughters are not bnei bonim are kibbonim. Majenkin through your sons they are kibbei bnei bonim. So since he was through a daughter, it was only his maternal zayda. Mameli doesn't have a chiv kovet. However, the Eliyahu Zuta preceded that these achrayim already tries to suggest this chilek and says ain lechalek bein ben aben lebasa ben bezeh, and then he marshals the Tshuvas Ramah kuf yud ches. The Tshuvas Ramah was talking about saying kaddish and the daughter was nifteres, and the 8 o'clock are supposed to be saying kaddish for the zaydu or not, and the Ramah says they should say kaddish because they have a chiv covet to the zayd and kaddish midin covet memelda they should say. The mafush of Tshuvas Ramah that he didn't make this chilek, that there's a din, he held that there's a din covet to a maternal Zayda as well, which is a Kharif Akkad from a Furusha Gemara in Saita. Okay, you have to get out of the Gemara, but Dosh Tate. Alright.
What's with the
Shvech?
The wife's grandfather.
The wife's grandfather, you should be off the hook. Okay, you should be off the hook, yeah. I don't know, I didn't see that, but alright. Nocharaya, Gershmakaraya, the Beis Hillel, and Tzivkan Dalit over here, the Biagro, the Goyis Ksam Soifa, the Yadarum, Pizgachuva, many are going to bring this Raya, of a Fushu Gemara Makis, Yid Beis Omanalf. The Gemara says, can a child become a Goyal Adam against his father who's a Ritzayach? Let's say, let's, much like Tzatez Kulil of Akaz, a Zayda kills an Enakom. So could the in between son, that means the father of the one who was killed, who's the son of the Ritzach, could he be his son's Goyal Adam to kill his father, the Zaydan? The Gemara says, no, you can't covet, you're not allowed to do it. But the Gemara says, but for an Enochal could be a Goyal Adam and a Zaydan, the Hainu. A father, Chulila, a Zaydan, kills his son. And now the son's son, the Enochal, could be a Goyal Adam to kill the Zayda. The Gemara makes this chilek. Is the Charaya Mufusha Gemara, and Rashi says it also, it's the Charaya, why? Zakaraya she'ena Muzar al Kvayda. He's not Mechuyiv in the covet of his Zayda. Fusha Gemara, that he's doesn't have a chiv covet to his Zayda. He's allowed to kill his Zayda, it's Goyal Adam. Mufusha Gemara, not like the Ramah. Gishmakaraya. Zok the tshuva me'avo o gishmakach teretz. Not much a gishmakach teretz. Tshuva me'avo is chelek alam kuvayin ches. He says, the Gemara is already mo'oirer that if you have your father and you have your zayda, you mechuyiv yosef v'kibud av, then you chuyiv in the kibud av yomav. Whatever the pshat is, whether it's the father has precedence, or he has more din kovet than a zayda, but for sure the father comes first. So bishlam, if you want to know, can a person kill a zayda for a zaytka ritzicha? Chulil v'ches kovet avadanish. But why is this person being a goyal adam? He's being a goyal adam on behalf of his father that was killed by his Zayda. A father is more important than a Zayda. The covet of a father is Yosef, the covet of a Zayda. So a father, the Enochal, could be a Goyal Adam on behalf of his father to kill a Zayda. It's you're being a Goyal Adam for him, it's Michlal and covet. It means you're sticking up for him. You're justifying and making his wrong, you're righting that wrong. Don't cost him anything but the bullet. He's a knife. The nightmares. Okay, what nightmares? He's mamish giving a mitzvah of Goyal Adam. No, but on behalf of his father. If it's kapar, so sure it's kapar for the father. Alright, good. All right, there are more rites that they bring. They bring the rite from a Rambam. The Rambam says if someone curses his grandfather, or either his father's father or his mother's father, it's as if he's cursing just a friend of Mikael. And Zakta Gazam Mishu, where's the raya? Brings the rite from this Gemara of Goyal Adam. You see that his aid is Zaytik. He's not like your father. It's not like the chayma of cursing a father. All right, good. However, there are other achrayim, the Bach, who brings rayas to the Ramah. All his rayas, beside, aren't, I mean, be careful how you say it, aren't rayas from Chazal. They rise in Svara. Hayitochen, that if a Zayda has a chiv to teach his Einikul Torah, b'nei banim, it's as if he was kibbutz Torah by Sina, hayitochen, that he doesn't have attachment, only goes one way, he's mechiv in the shibude of the Einikul, but Einikul, I'm mechiv in the shibud of the Zayda. Hayitochen, if a person mechiv in covet of his shver, he's not mechiv in the covet of his Zayda, Zayda is more of a father figure than a shver is. Now that's not so sure, because a shver is only midrabanan, so if you tell me that the chiv in Zayda is also midrabanan, okay. And he has all these type of svaris to back up the Ramah. Okay, except for the medrash of the Ramah, and that is by Yitzchak Zochem Lolokei Aviv Yitzchak, and not to Avram. Okay. They want to bring a raya from Rabbeinu Yoina. This is a bit better in svara. Rabbeinu Yoina says that you mechiv in kavod to your uncles and aunts. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, you could even cover to your uncles and aunts, and the greater culture came to your Zayda. I mean, you could have a greater shibud and a greater kibud to a father's father, a parent's parent, than to an uncle and an aunt. Oh, you're right. And a kanami. Okay, but your father's father's also older than your father. It's always like that. Okay, good. The chareidim somehow has a drosha. I don't know where the drosh is that says that you mechiv and cover to a zayda. All right, the achrayim have a machleik. Is this late the Ramah that you chayv in the cover of the zayda? Is this a chiv midrais or midrabanan? All right, that's a machleik. It's achrayim. Lakan or lakan. At the end of the day, Rabbi said, how do we pass? Can you pass them like the Amerika the Ramah? We did machlokes on that because there's a whole slew of achrayim who paskin like the marik that you're not mechiv and kavod of a zayda, and there's a whole slew of achrayim who paskin like the bach and others, the preacher, they are mechiv and kavod of a zayda, and we did machlokes like nafkes and memelo pashtus. You should be machmir and ala natar dreisel for sure. It's ofik dreisel lachum. You should be mechabit the zayda. How wide? What type of kavod? That's not klar. All right, good. The base hillel, who's of the opinion that you're not mechuyev, in Shin Ayin Vav Sevdal, it says like this, even though the Divrei Marik is Shririn Vekayomim, She'ein Ben HaBen Chai B'Kvayt Ziknoi, Afo Piken, you should be choishish for the Shittas Ramah, V'chein Nagu Ha'ilam, Tibi Mechabed, Avi Oviv, K'moy Oviv Atzmoi, which means full-fledged Kovid, U'pukhazi Ma'ama Devar. Now look what the people do. So everyone is Mechabed Ezeidas, you should do it as well, even though he holds that the Marik is right, there's no Din Chiv Kovid. And even like the Marik, who holds his no Din Chiv Kovid, the Erech Lechem, the Marikash, Akadmain, already says that even the Marik holds that Lefnei your parent, rather than Yizich Mechiv in the Kovid of your grandparent, because that's a Kovid mitzad Yabir. Your parent will enjoy that you're being Mechavid, his parents. So when your parents are around, that's for Kuleyama your Mechiv in the Kovid of your grandparents. There's a Me'iri in Sanhedrin Peheyom and Beis, his Lashon, I believe, is Ben HaBen. It's right to be mechabed ezekena. The mashmais of the miri seems that there's no chiv maker adin. It's only a roi. It's proper. It's not a chiv. The chadal never made it into a chiv. Just a nice thing, the proper thing, the right thing to do. So again, even if you don't have a chiv, it's still the proper thing to do. And memela, that's where maybe the minute came from. The Beit Hillel says, the ik adin is mamashrin v'kayam, and like the marik, there's no chiv, but pukkazi mamadvah, everyone does it. The reason why they're doing it is because it's a dava roi, it's a dava which is proper, not because it's a etzim achiv. What is the... Sorry? And there's a kainim as well, so you have that covered as well. But I'm talking about even if full-fledged covered, ka'ovich. Full-fledged covered. Means don't be says Rav, don't call him by his first name unless you add to it. Oh, you mean Al-Smari, you're right, you're tiny good. Alright, good. Next, what's the reason why you mechiv in the covet of a Zayda? So the Charedim says, because B'nai Bonim Harein Kebonim. Others learn that it's not an etzim achiv be'etzim, it's not a chiv that you have direct to your grandparent, but it's all through your parent. Because it's a covet to your parent, you be mechabed your grandparent. And so Mamela, if you're going to learn like that, there shouldn't be any difference between your paternal grandfather and your maternal grandfather. It's a cover to your mother to be mechaber her parents too. Look, it shouldn't be any different. All right. Right, we're going to get to it. But hold on a second. There's also another nafkamino. There's a tshuvas kirya hane'emon and chelik beis mechavtes ois aleph, the others as well. If your father is meichel, you're covered to your grandparents. Your father says you don't have to be mechavet zayden. It's fine. Don't bother with zayden. Right? Do you have to bother with zayden or not? If it's a chiv direct banim erin kabanim yimuchiv. If it's only outside cover to your parents and he's meichel, so mechila works, like we said early on in the seminar. A cover to your father is meichel and it's covered kvaydei macham. Another nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai, is, watch this, is what happens to Chulila, the parent is nifta, and the grandparents are still alive. So if it's a din, the etim, but if it's a din only as a covered parent, and your parents are no longer alive, and we find a lot of dini covered are no longer applicable, like a maisai, and certainly this one, because he's not getting covered better, he's not around to see the cover that you're giving to his parents, so then he wouldn't be mechuyiv in the cover of his grandparents. And that's... That's the Rebbe's maybe, you know, something, right? Roy Dava, but not a chiv. The Pella is Rabbi Yisai, is that the Ramos Raya, the Imachiv in Kovet of Azayda, is from where? From Yaakov Avinu, that he said Yitzchak and not Avram, and on the other major says, because Chai Bekoi Rav Yez Mekvahid Avi Yavid, and I was talking about where Avram and Yitzchak Avinu was already Nifta. Yitzchak Avinu was already Nifta. So his father was no longer alive. And nevertheless, you see in this matter, I mean, like the Ramo, you see in the matter, he made this dig, they mechuyiv in a grzeidus kavod. So you see, mechuyiv is in a grzeidus kavod even after misa of a parent. Not, so then you see that it's a direct chiv to a grandparent's house, banim rei kabonim. Alright, nochazak, what about moira? So that, yeah, you don't have to do moira, you only have to do kavod and not moira. Yeah, like we said before. Alright, what about a great grandparent? Great, not your grandfather, but a great grandfather. Then you have to have covered in that as well. There's a choose mabit and chelik beisim kafhei and ein aroyim. That's mashma. Yes, he says even dorevi. So even your great grandfather. The chubish was yankiv and chelik alef kafayin gimel is mashma. Even the next door, your great great grandparent. By shleima melech had to be mechabed rus ein amalko. Even though it was his great great grandmother, yemuchuyev.
Goes that far?
Vice dice. It goes even Dar Hamish, Vice dice. Okay, you have to know. The Chubit Zera Emes in your day, Kufnam Chaz argues, and he says, no, it's only up to your grandparent, not a great grandparent. What happens if you have your grandparent and your great grandparent in front of you? Who should you give precedence to? Which is greater? So the Chuvis Munchas Allah and Chela Gimel Lama Gimel says you should give your great grandparent first, because your grandfather is also chayiv in the covenant of your great grandparent. And sorry?
It's not that side.
Oh, it's not that side. Yes, and then Nenekanami, then maybe your grandfather will come first. He's close in line, maybe. But if it's his parent, then you should do him, because it's Ata Viziknoi, Chayovim Bechvoid, Ani Ziknoi. And even if you don't exercise that Svarv, the vote is Death to Kavachim. If you're Mechuiv in your parent, it's Koshkin and grandparent, Koshkin and great grandparent. It's all Shtak Ai, but your father, you see, not like that. Your father comes first before your grandfather. The state is Fushak Zay, so cause it. The Yaakovinu is Mechabed Yisko before Avram. But for you, for a grandparent, for a great grandparent, you should give your great grandparent first.
He can't have his share for his grandfather
or his father. Because on the other side, he wouldn't have to be. Why can't you be my maternal great grandfather? What, maternal? Why not? Except for the Goyim we said before. But the Rambam held the ass. So yeah, can I have my maternal great grandfather and my paternal grandfather? Who goes first? Alright, so he says you give your great grandfather first. What happens if it's your shever and your grandfather? Who should give first?
Which grandfather?
Does it make a difference?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Shver's father? Yeah. If that we said Bechal, maybe you don't have to. But if it's your father, it's either your maternal or paternal grandfather versus your Shver, the Minchas Allah says your grandfather comes first, because the grandfather might be even a deraisa, and Chama that best is only the Rabbanah. What happens, Rabbis, we'll end with this, and I just had this Maisa Mamish on Pesach. By a Seder, I had by my table my stepfather and my Shver. Came time to bench. Who do I give benching to? And then it was a second Seder.
Okay.
So by my first Seder, I gave my stepfather my Shrev wasn't there. My second Seder, now what do? I give my Shver, because he's now the guest, he wasn't here the night before, or do I invite to give my stepfather, even though I gave him the night before, because stepfather is Balimai. I ended up choosing, because it is Svara, Balimai is the Raisa, and my Shver is only the Rabbana. So I gave my stepfather again as the Raisa. And who I did? Your older brother, Achicha Gadol versus Shver, right? Achicha Gadol is going to come first, because Achicha Gadol is the Raisa, and Shver is only the Rabbanan. Alright, Rabbi Yisrael, good to welcome Yetzir Shem next week, Sivcha Fei, Belin Neda.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.